بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The subject is of a great importance to many, or to Muslims, one should say, because it is a matter of purification. And this is concerning the ghusl, the washing of the body. Ghusl is necessitated by certain things. First is the excretion of semen gushing with lust. This necessitates the ghusl. Second is actual intercourse, and this necessitates ghusl even if the person does not ejaculate, as long as the private part penetrates the woman's private part, even if there is no ejaculation, then this also necessitates ghusl. The third is menses, and the seizing of it is a condition, and we say seizing meaning the menses should stop, because if the woman washes before pour, she is pure from menses, then it is not correct, because a condition for the ghusl is tahara, purity. قال الله تعالى ويسألونك عن المحيض قل هو أذى فاعتزلوا النساء في المحيض ولا تقربوهن حتى يطهرن فإذا تطهرن فأتوهن من حيث أمركم الله إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. هذه سورة البقرة 222. They ask you concerning menstruation, say this is an adha, a harmful thing for both husband and wife to have sexual intercourse during her menses. Therefore, keep away from women during menses and go not unto them until they have purified from menses and have taken a bath. And when they have purified themselves, then go in unto them as Allah has ordained for you truly. Allah loves those who turn unto Him in repentance and loves those who purify themselves by taking a bath and cleaning and washing thoroughly their private parts, bodies, for their prayers. The fourth is a nifas, postpartum bleeding, after it stops, just like menses. And some of the ulama also see that it is necessary if an unbeliever accepts Islam, then he must take ghusl, wash his body thoroughly. Or if he rejects Islam and then re-accepts Islam, others see that these two conditions or these two situations are the ghusl for them is only a sunnah and not a wajib, and not mandatory. Also, upon the death of the Muslim, not in a battlefield, not as a martyr, these are the situations which warrant ghusl. the conditions for ghusl, or rather the way of ghusl, which is perfect, and its manner, include the following. Number one, the person intends to make the ghusl in his heart. This is the intention, and the intention is not uttered. So the person does not go and say, "Oh Allah, I intend to make ghusl for you," or the like. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Verily, actions are dependent upon intentions. And the intention is in the heart. And anyone who utters that in these worships, then he innovates in the religion. Secondly, he says, Bismillah, making basmala. And this is, as some of the scholars mentioned, is to be said before the person enters the bathroom or the place of wash, the place where the person normally responds therein to the call of nature. And thirdly, he begins by washing his hands 3 times. Then washes the private part with his or her hand, and removes whatever harm is there. Then the person strikes with his left hand the earth and wipes it with clean earth, if available, and rubs it well and washes it. Or he or she may rub it against the wall and then wash the hands. Or, if not possible, can be washed with water and soap. Afterwards, the person makes complete wudu as he or she would make the wudu for salah. And he or she may perform the wudu and leave the feet till the end of ghusl. This is permissible, to leave the feet and wash them after the person finishes the ghusl. Then afterwards, the person puts his fingers in the water and then goes and rubs his or her hair until the person reaches the skin underneath, and then pours on his head 3 handfuls of water, starting by the right side of his head or her head, then the left one, then the middle. The woman, it is not obligated on the woman to undo her hair for the ghusl due to sexual defilement, janaba. But it is recommended for her to undo her hair for the ghusl from menses. Then afterwards, the person pours the water on his body, starting with the right side, then the left, and then takes care of washing the armpits and the thighs. Then afterwards, the person moves from his place and washes his feet or her feet. And it should be reminded that the person should not use a lot of water in this. This is, in summary, the perfected way of doing the ghusl from these situations which were mentioned earlier. والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.